You did work for Ford Motor Company?
Oh, my, yes. I did their magazine, Ford Times magazine. I did a lot of paintings for the Ford Motor Company. And they would send me out over the country. I think at first they had me going to restaurants, little country restaurants over America. I ate a lot of food that way. But I would find wonderful restaurants out on the roads. That's what Ford Times doing. They were just patronizing little restaurants over the country. I did a lot of paintings for Ford Motor Company.
They were good people?
Oh, yeah.
Did you meet any Fords?
I saw a magnificent house that Ford man had built. And they said, he doesn't live there anymore. And I said, well, why? And he said, well, they fired him. Well, why did they fire him? He invented the Edsel. That's what they said. That's why he doesn't work there anymore. Yeah, Ford used to send me all over the country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. John D. Rockefeller Jr. did work for him. Did you meet him?
Yeah, he's the one that when I went out to do the mural in Wyoming.
In Yellowstone?
Yeah, and what's interesting was when he died, he asked about me. I mean, that just floored me.
On his deathbed?
No, not on his deathbed, just he was dying, and he asked how it was Charles. That was such a shock, because I didn't know he even knew I was out there. See, I was out there painting.
And what did you paint?
The mural for their hotel.
Was it an expanse of Yellowstone National Park?
I did a painting of when they would come in and gather and have parties. Not when they're out hunting beaver. It's when they come in and they'll have contests and horse races and bring women with them, marry them. I did a big mural of that for him. And by the way, Mr. Rockefeller called me and he said, Charles, we can't use that painting. Because what I had to tell you the truth was I had a figure in my big mural of them holding up a can. And what that can contained was brass nails. They would sell them, I'll give you this can of brass nails if you'll give me the material that you're going to trade, the beaver and the skins. Mr. Rockefeller said, I think people will think we are trading whiskey to the Indians.
Oh.
I'd like to have you change that. So I did. I just didn't tell Mr. Rockefeller, no, I can't do that. So I put a beaver pelt or some damn thing in there.
You don't remember what kind of money you got for that?
Not very much. I think I got about $9,000 for it, which today would have been $100,000.